The hub will offer new, Native-specific healthcare options as part of the Johns Hopkins Center for Indigenous Health. Oglala Lakota doctor Donald Warren is the co-director of the Center for Indigenous Health.
Unfortunately, we have some of the worst health disparities in the nation right here in the Dakotas. And when we look at the American Indian population, average age of death is in the late 40s as compared to the rest of the population, which is late 70s. So we have about a 30-year difference in average age of death. And much of that is preventable. And when we think about preventable issues, we're dealing in the areas of public health and medicine.
He says a safe, trusting environment for Native health care is step one.
Our leadership team for the Great Plains Hub consists of all Lakota people. And I think in research and in healthcare and in community engagement, the messengers really matter. And what we're excited about is we have these new research projects that are studying Lakota populations, but it's led by an entirely Lakota research team. So we can't think of research in its silo. We have to look at this as an opportunity to provide more training for other community members who might be interested in healthcare careers.
Warren's colleague, research associate Dr. Courtney Clausen, says the hub will bring doctors from around the region to focus on specific local challenges.
Being located here within Rapid City is so beautiful. There are a ton of incredible team members that are located all across the nation, and so having the interconnections not only within from nation to nation, but within the communities located within South Dakota, we were able to meet with a lot of really great folks from the Great Plains region that are working within the healthcare area.
Another major draw of the hub, addressing brain drain by bringing PhDs back to Western South Dakota. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.